Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. This summer, all eyes will be on London as the world comes together for the Olympic Games. And while the Games are meant to foster goodwill among nations, they have often been a stage for political theater and tense international relations. Nicholas Serentakis, associate professor of strategy and policy at the U.S. Naval War College, explains.
Every 4 years, the world gathers together to watch the best athletes on the planet compete against one another. When Baron Pierre de Coubertin established the International Olympic Committee and revived the modern Olympics, he attempted to model them as much as possible on the games of ancient Greece. Both were held every 4 years and shared some of the same events. Major difference between the two is that the modern festival moves around. In antiquity, the games were always held in Olympia. Another major difference is that the ancient games were a religious festival, while the modern ones have a strong political theme to them. But the Olympics have a magic of their own. The games generate nationalism, but they also bring the world together in an international gathering and take that fierce sentiment and channels it into peaceful competition and expressions. There is a reason, then, why the Olympics have survived two world wars, the Cold War, and numerous political boycotts. Roughly half of all the games have been the target of some sort of political embargo. Not many people remember Indonesia's boycott of the Tokyo Olympics in 1964, or North Korea and Cuba's of the Seoul Games in 1988. The biggest boyccotts came in 1980 and 1984, when the Americans and Soviets tried to use the games as a forum for the Cold War. Both failed. No one really cared about the Soviet boycott of the Los Angeles Olympics. The Americans were having a party. They were watching amazing athletes do their thing, just as has been the case 4 years before in Moscow. This is not to say that the modern Olympics are a weak forum for geopolitical issues. They're actually quite strong, but only within the framework of the games themselves. The idealistic Olympic spirit is strong stuff, so strong that it contains the nationalism and political opportunism that it generates.
That was Nicholas Serentakis of the U.S. Naval War College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.